Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet.
The angelic.
Sit back,
relax,
enjoy.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
Look at the clock. Time for Poetry After Dark with the angelic poetess and China Blue. And you too. Time to unwind your mind and let Poetry After Dark set off that spark in your muse. Dap and China spreading nothing but poetic fire all throughout the matrix to get you caught up in the poetic vortex. It ain't hard to get to. You know the digits to call. Whether you want a street, hardcore, erotic, or even consciousness, they got it all. You ain't gotta sit in the dark alone on Friday night. All poets get their time to shine on open mic night. Every Friday night at 10 p.m., you know what to do. Tell Dab and China Blue that Diamond J sent you.
Three a.m. Darkness overcomes the tranquility. Suddenly I'm longing for light. Your hand caresses crevices that cause me to cower into myself. Heat leaves through the cracks of vulnerability in my woman. Satin sheets fold across my skin and blanket my senses. I seek solutions in the silence of suspicion. My flesh is cold. Your skin is colder. The room freezes honesty on the wall next to our fallen relationship, but it's too dark to see. I feel you place your lust on top of me. Your fingers glide over places that long for a touch. Such places have missed the hint of a man, manly movements to maneuver the magic in me, the mysteries of me, but my body thirsts for passions that I never really knew with you. Preceding pulses palpitate in the pit of my stomach and my heart begins to wonder and weaken and worry. You pull the sheets back until my nakedness welcomes your power. You smile and I stare. Your manhood signals me and ghostly whispers fill the air. They swarm around in my hindsight. The noise is angrily comforting. This sound seems too familiar. My comforter munches itself, preparing my spirit for your company, telling my thighs and my arms to host your party. And I want to give in, and I want to give all. I want to give love, love that makes the soul stir and the dreams last. But my heart races and my mind is subtly running towards the past. The past being painful, dismal, and not that long ago presents itself in mental pictures across my ceiling, performing seas of love gone away. Days I cried, days I fasted, days I fell, days I died. Oh, how I loved you. Oh, how I love you. Oh, how I would have made the world over for you. I would have rebuilt fallen temples for you. I would have uncovered all the treasures of Tut and buried them in your past life for you. And I'm trying really hard not to remember the worst of you. God knows I felt too long the curse of you, but I can still smell her perfume on your neck. I can still taste the cigarettes on your lips that you never smoked. I can hear the shower running in the middle of the night after your long days away from me. I can feel the fights beating down my self-esteem. I can smell the blood boiling to my highest degree. I can see me becoming another me because you took me there, sucking out all my value, leaving me filled with affliction and air. Damn, what is that noise? You enter me firm, almost cruelly. I feel your hands upon my breast as your tongue flickers against my nipples. Your grip is hard. Your heart is hard. Aggression dedicates its action to my neck as you kiss me hungrily. A tear emerges in the corner of my eyes because I've known this aggression personally on too many nights. My hands gather around your waist. My pride wants to push you away because you never looked at my body as wanting to please, but needing to feed off my love and off my soul and off my flesh. And my price for allowing you to do this to me was my dignity and my well-being and your beginning with her. What is that fucking noise? My woman begins to reject your erection. She takes her wetness and places them in my eyes until they fall as tears. Her love does not want you there. My face falls into the pillow. The ghostly whispers cry in despair as you selfishly continue on and on and on. My heart beats strong and reminds me I've been here before. My chest aches and the pain awakes itself in my eyes. My cries are silent but flood my face. Your body stays and my integrity walks away. You see, this bed holds up our history. It captured and binds the negativity that you gave me after you left me. Something beyond this fallacy asks me, why is he here again? Why are you here again? I listen to my inner thoughts telling me that this night is a mistake. This night will take you right back to a place you tried to leave, but as hurtful as it may be, I've longed for this night. To ease the chills in my stomach and holes in my soul, I've prayed for this night because my love has known too long the loneliness of my own shadows. I loved you so much. I missed you so much. You hurt me so much. My spirit feels empty, losing something I thought was so perfect. All the signs were there, but I only saw you. All these whispers were there, but I only saw you. And as your sweat finds its way to me, I want to scream out my hate for me, but this pain won't let me. All my powers have been consumed. Your nearness torches my being and my womb. The longer you stay in me, the more prevalent your energy falls, and the whispers get louder and the whispers grow louder. You can't hear me cry. My weeps blend with your moans and your sighs. The tears fall fast. Our connection flashes against my virtue. Hurricanes of all the fights and all the women and all the yelling and the solitude of having a wounded man surrounds my bed. Your emotions are tidal waves that engulf my insecurity and manifest into a reality that blinded perceptions wouldn't let me see. All the love your love has for me is released from your dick to my sheets, and it saturates my worth until I sink underneath. The whispers turn into voices, and the voices get louder and louder. I hear them blasting from the unplugged radio and the off TV, and the loud secrets they say, get this nigga out of your bed. The need for him is in your head and not your heart. Exhale the intoxication that tears your world apart. Rage for the sanctity in your substance to be right. Don't let this man steal your joy twice. Give him back his distilled pseudo-realities. Mount the past upon his stack and steal the joy in yourself back. The whisper stopped. The pain stopped. The tears stopped. And somewhere between self-love and streetlights, he left.
The original Poetry After Dark, TGIF to everyone. It is Friday. We in the building. We still alive. The world did not end. Yeah.
Hey, we still here. It's Friday. We doing revelations tonight. So if it was it, what would you spit? If this was the last night, 24 hours left, what would you do? How would you do it? And who would you say it? And who would you do it with? We want to know. 847-826-9842. Get in queue. Press 1. Talk to your girls.
Me, if it really, really were to go down, I would do, definitely do some shit I never did before, and I probably would do something illegal, too, just for the fuck of it.
She said I would probably do something illegal. Y'all hear it here first. I'm not co-signing that. Shout out to everybody in the chat room and everybody on the phone lines, live and on time. We definitely appreciate you again to get on the mic, 347-826-9842. We thank you, C-Well, for correcting me in the chat room with my own Twitter page. I messed us up now. You, I don't even want to look at that. I wish I could delete it. But, yeah, thank you, C-Well, for looking us up. and correcting us up on the Twitter. So please tweet the show, let people know where to go, how to find us, and hook up with us. We appreciate everybody that's tweeting the show too. Much love. We just got back into our Twitter yesterday, so we appreciate y'all.
Lord, tell all the business. All righty.
You know, I keep it real. We keep it real.
When
you know,
goes wrong.
We're going to take a break. And we see people on the lines ready to spit already and let us know. So we gonna, I'm going to follow Boss Lady Lee. What you want to do?
Yeah, we're about to open up the mic soon. We're going to play a music track. And who we got in the queue is 302-856-506. And the rest is not plus one yet. So if you want to get in queue, go ahead. Take my advice is don't wait till the last minute. This long show will cut us off at 12 o'clock shot, should I say. So you might want to get in while we have plenty of time. An hour and 48 minutes left, and we'll be right back, guys.
Here we go.
Let me do you wrong, my love. Oh, hey.
Wanna do it all night.
Yeah.
Original Poetry After Dark Revelation Friday. So, be asking if this was our last night. How you going to lay it down to it?
What song was that? That was sexy. I had to go get my smoker's jacket, my candles and stuff.
Please tell me that. I'm glad. I know you heard that before, right?
I don't know what that was. What was that? Hook me up.
Marcia from Florida.
Girl, no, thank you.
That's what it is. Damn, I feel good now. Okay, 302, you in the building. What you got for us?
Gap, China B, Scorpio Sessions. Peace to you.
Hey.
Scorpio, still alive. What's good, baby?
I'm glad y'all had a show tonight.
Yeah, we glad we were ready.
Yeah, you got to have a Friday night show. So y'all got to bring that poetry after dark.
Indeed.
How y'all doing?
Good.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's good. I want to do this piece. I just wrote it. And I want to just get into it. I'm feeling kind of charged up right now with everything that's been going on, you know, with the economy the way it is and the world's supposed to end and the whole gun control thing and the violence that's being perpetuated all across the country and, of course, the tragedies, that not just the school tragedy, but all the tragedies that happen. So it's just a lot going on. And I just wanted to share this piece if I can. It's called Wake Up Call.
Yeah,
sounds like you're prepared.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Where do I start? There just seems to be no ending. Alarm clocks buzzing. Too many still sleep at the wheel. Blitzed and blindsided by tragedy after tragedy. Even the murder rate is irate. Wake up call. New strategy. Headlines getting more and more egregious. Evil deeds breakdancing on righteous carpets. Move. Mobilize. Get up. Stand up. Wake up. There's a war going on outside no man is safe from. Shook ones run havoc and mayhem. Mob deep while the pundits and fearmongers stockpile caches of militia-style weaponry for D-Day. Inner-city shenanigans claim lives every day. Last I checked in the Shire, Wrigley Field was closed, and so were 465 caskets and counting. More to come. R.I.P. Microcosm of life. Civil rights. What happened to civil rights? Does anybody out there care? This is a wake-up call. Civil rights deserved on these chilly nights through the sun rays so we can see better days. Schools pledge allegiance to flag colors while others perpetuate civil disobedience. And the spin is in Washington, D.C. The debt ceiling is crashing as we brace for the fall off the fiscal cliff. Wake up call. No need for light bulb, gastro, and facelifts. Wake up. Rapping about excess while the hungry digest air. This is a wake up call. Stand up tall. Writers examine what you write. I told you before, I write to unite. I write through it all, decapitating the ballpoint pens off these decaffeinated, homogenized, pasteurized pens and pencils, bragging and tagging, stillborn leading blotches and staining pages. Is this about to be 2013 or the dark ages? Who dare stand up and lobby? While some stand their ground, others practice the laws of Hammurabi. An eye for an eye. Wake up call. I suggest another amendment to the Second Amendment. Is that okay? Do we really need that 30-round Bushmaster and that AK? Wake up. The alarm is ringing. This is the final wake-up call. And that's that piece.
So for some reason, I just wanted to do like the end of school dance, just wake up, but you're not.
Yeah, I can woo-saw right now. I had to get that out of me. It feels good. I just, was writing it before the show. waiting for y'all to come on. Glad I got to do it first. Set the tone for the night. Hopefully it'll be hot. Everybody have their pieces ready.
It's definitely going to be a hot night. We appreciate you kicking it off right, spreading the word.
Well, I appreciate y'all.
To wake up.
Yeah, can I plug something real quick before I step away and
listen
to the show?
Tomorrow,
Scorpio Sessions on the Butterfly Effect with Random. We got a Scorpio Sessions present show. It'll be our third one of the year. The Songs of Poetry, 9 p.m. Eastern Time to midnight, featuring Poetic Black of the Compo, Rosalind Cherry, King Shakur, Shy. Ashley Lyrical, Gymnast Diaz, Renata Brown, Kelly Songbird, Garden, Larry For Real, the Poet, Maddox, Santos, Taino, and a few others. If I'm forgetting anybody, I apologize. So it's going to be a good look, a feel-good show to end the year with the holidays, song and poetry fusion. So look forward to that. And also the archives are out from the Butterfly Effect. We did three shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Spotlight and the Tragedy of Sandy Hook. Just was more of a talk show format. People sang, they did poems, we covered school safety, gun control. And, you know, we got a good turnout. We got a good, lot of good information. And we just brought out the whole thing of this piece that I just talked about, of violence in general. It's not just there, it's people in Africa being slaughtered. I was astonished to hear the 465 murders in Chicago, 62 school-age children. We need to be, you know, outraged by all of this, and not just the kids. Rest in peace to them and their families, but to every life. So I just wanted to put that out there to everybody that's listening. And thank you all for the platform.
You're welcome. Wow. Yeah. You know, he touched on the subject to everybody. I think this is a nationwide mourning for those that lost their children and the teachers, and it was just tragic, really tragic. And that, you know, you saw the poster. I posted some things on Facebook, and that subject is a subject that we have to agree to disagree, because a lot of people feel about across the board on certain things and why certain things are going out and happening nowadays and everything. But yeah.
Oh yeah, that was a interesting day that day.
Oh, you just dawned, don't you?
She had a lot of stuff going on. She lost a lot of atheist friends that day. Probably some religious friends too. Ain't no telling.
Hey,
you know I'm gonna tell it all.
It is what it is. I wouldn't notice. But I mean, you know, I stand by what my opinion is. I stand by that. And everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But anyway, back to Revelation. You know, if this was your last night, how you going to throw it down on the mic? You need to know. So next up is A56 in the building.
Family, death, China. How you doing? This just still, you know. It's good to be here. You know, I mean, drop this piece here, and you know, actually, I wrote this piece today because of today, and you know, this is just my contribution to the world, and you know, it's about the shift, and it says, "Let us shift on and keep it moving," because my belief is that we've always had the ability to shift or to change our walk, lay down our lives, and pick them up again, or whether it's our consciousness, our spirituality, and even our physicality. If you want to take your life, you can go ahead. So anyway, this is "Let us shift on and keep moving." Shaking my damn head. Well, the world has come to an end, and I be damned. It looks just like the place I just left. Much to my mirth, it looks just like Earth. Could it be that heaven is as we see it, and hell is as we decree it? Yet I do now know that truth, that I cannot flee it, for it always hunts me down, whether in heaven or down here on earth. What is that little caveat worth? It took me back to something that has been dancing in my head, something that Christ guy said, that if you run around looking for heaven, you must be the fool. For in that Christ guy school, they taught that heaven was within me, that I have all the tools. There are times I do see it. At times, I can be it. I can be heavenly. But for some reason, we always attempt to flee it. For who wants to be that target sitting on that hill where all can see? Can you see me? Feel me? The real me? I'll be trying, see? All my life long, there was a song that I heard. There were no words, just a feeling that kept me feeling that there was so much more. Was it always right here within me, within my core? In the absence of my doubt, my worries, and my fears? Over the years, I have shed tears and collected queer little idiosyncratic concerns and fears to hold on to. For why? No. For as the wind blows, or as the news goes, there goes we too, along with the things others present to you and to me. But hopefully now I can see that within me there is that divine breath, that divine blueprint, that divine roadmap that is heaven sent, that will lead me to that place where I can face my true self and taste the sweetness of life eternal without the eternal fears others told me about, to include, but not limited to, the following: parents, society, schools, churches and mosques, friends, etc. For now I understand they too fear being alone. But if we stop for a minute and listen to that tone of connectivity of all things, we realize when our inner eye is open that we are one grand expression of the allness of all things. Does the sun kiss? Does not the sun kiss the sailor, the sinner, the taller, the thinner, the doper, the woeful? And you and I too. Why, it even kisses the moon as it shines its light through to enlighten the paths of the weary and the dreary night traveler. Unravel, sir, the doctrine, and let our reason be loose. There is no longer any excuse for being the antithesis of life. The rife of our inhumanity we all, yes, we all have practiced at some time or another against our sister or brother is no longer necessary, but we have arrived in a non-contrived place where all may taste that sweet fruit of expectation with an elation juiced by the gods. Were not you in that field when the call was made? Free lemonade and milk and bread without price. Nice. So, to the sinner, the saint, the Gentile, the Jew, the infidels, the pagans too. That may be me and you too, but we are all kin. And there's nothing we can do about that. So why don't you come along willingly? It is an easier path to walk. Let us stop talking about it. Talking about what we wish to be and be that which we need to be as we shift and move on deliberately through this figment of illusion into the first step of the rest of our eternity. Let us shift on and keep it moving and put our best suit on and cloak ourselves with the raiment of love. For all things manifest, for all things belong in dance and song and in joy to you, to me, to that great I am that is within me and within thee. And peace.
Oh, he dropped that one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. I am Inner Child. That's where you find me. All things Inner Child. Inner Child Press, Inner Child Magazine, IamInnerChild.com, Inner Child Facebook. You know, you'll find Bill and the rest of the fam. So thank you so much for sharing. And shout out to China Blue, Edifying Rabbit. Get it in. Thank you so much.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love you, Sabir. Shout out to the Inner Child family. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to C-Well, Jenna Caldwell, for y'all other people that can't call her C-Well. Much love to her. Drop the links. If you want to be a part of their anthologies, go to innerchildpress.com and go to anthologies and submit your Valentine's Day piece for the Valentine anthology. Appreciate you guys.
All right, guys, we're going to play some more poetry tracks, and the mic is still in. So after you hear that track and that music, you will be calling in. We got 506-646. Everyone else, we see you. We have not pressed one yet, so if you want to get in too, you know what to do.
Guess who's back, yo?
Yo, who's back?
Gap and China Blue, for real.
Word.
It's gonna be crazy.
Word. Yo, it's your girl Brooklyn from the BKLYN, and I'm getting it in with my campaigns for real. And we're listening to Zap and China Blue on the Poetry After Dark show, Friday, 10 to 12.
Word. Yo, and that's my word to everything. Yo, the hottest blog talk, spoken word show right now. Zap, the China Blue, Poetry After Dark. Should I say anymore? Y'all already know. Yo, for real, fire, yo. Zap, China Blue, Prince Real in the building. Yeah. Let's go. Brooklyn.
They say that Jesus Christ is the love star, just like a bow shot from Cupid's heart. But the greatest love story that ain't never been told is how a pure soul be in love with some hoes. Now who the hoe? Me or you? The Greek or the Jew? The preacher or those that sit in the pews? See, I was born at 8:10, died, revived, and born again, with fight in my blood, storm and rain, war and sin. Then again, I am the statistic that the government enlisted for prison with standardized testing, repeated helpings of failure through public school systems. The projects projected only one would erect from city streets, swap meets, and generations of derelicts, let alone from a mother who birthed 13, and a mother's mother who bore the exact same thing. Let's not forget Prince Charming, whose abuse had substance. Longed for peace, but served the country that lacked justice. Point, infiltrated veins, molested blood, relaxed the complexity of pain, which left me to logically believe that if time heals, the incarceration system is doing a damn thing. Now, if we could bypass the root of plausible evolution, it would be safe to say that I was born in confusion, subjugated to the media's delusions of who I be, which leads me to the point. Rocks, water, and leaves. Follow me to the good book, where people are metaphors for trees and pieces found in the stillness of streams. Follow me to the good book, where the end is known in the beginning is known in the end, and those who pains us most is either family or friend. Leave me beside the still waters and watch the branches on fertile trees fall like leaves because of the season. And there you will see my pop of ages, rocking the congregation of these city streets with the solid rock of the coca leaf. May I borrow a line, please? My dad rocks. No, really. My dad rocks. No, really. My dad rocks. Sometimes in his weed. Sometimes he melts it, but it makes his arms bleed. Beep, beep, beep. Reverse what you heard. The natural herb could no longer satisfy the need. Cocaine baptized the weed, and the audacity of Pope trying to make my pop believe he could stop. Cain killed Abel. Now what about that verse was forgot? Watch how the system depicts the second hand when you hear the tick of a time bomb stuck in a pit of a habit trying to quit. This is the last time, baby, I sold the ring for a hit. This is the last time, daughter, I'll be there, I won't forget. This is the last time, mama, I sold the TV shit. This is the last time. God help him, he's sick. No one knows who's in control, depending on the stroll, the rhythm, the catch, the chase, the smack, the feel, the look, the taste. See what the childhood remembers? The wound of the past is brought to the present figure. The man has become a nigger. The preacher has turned into a pimp. Black Panther has been infiltrated by the government. The sun fell off his axis trying to orbit, traveling 135 miles per second and still falling, and we him hauling with prison. I wish they could privatize the addiction. Then we can rehabilitate the illness when it duplicates and form a cellmate. Are you listening? Water rocks leaves. Drowns the minds of insecurity, bathe the cheeks, wash the feet, weep in the garden of Gethsemane. Can't I get a witness? Well, let me hear you speak, because if you don't cry out, then the rocks cry out, and I don't want no more rock crying out for me. If you don't cry out, then a rock will cry out, and I don't want no more rock crying out for me. They say Jesus Christ is a love star, just like a bow shot from Cupid's heart. But the greatest love story that ain't never been told is how I found God listening to a crackhead hoe.
Yeah. out. In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it, like pain and a hurt. Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt. And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus, devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here. As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark. I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart. Cause it's right from the start. You held me down and ain't nothing they can tell me now. Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's fighting. Crying about life ain't nothing. One man, cause you trapped, or the one hunting. Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord. A hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest man. Through the trials and tribulations, you never let us down, Jesus. I know you're here with us now, Jesus. I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I want to feel, show me how, please. Let me take your hand, guide me. I walk slow, but stay right beside me. Devil's trying to find me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Life or death, live or die. I will never live a lie. I'm gonna get because I try.
Original Poetry After Dark. You getting it in. It's Revelation Friday. If it was your last day on earth, how would you get it in on the mic? Sounded really, really.
I'm just saying. You know you wanted to do it. Just what, not just what you want to do on the mic. Call in and let us know what you would do on your last day. I want to know because I would. I would just go slap all the people that I always want to slap. What's wrong with that? It's my day. I could just run all crazy like Tourette's.
Get ready. I'm going to rob some base. I'm going to probably shoot a couple of cops. Oh, God. Oh, man, we having fun over here. 347-826-9842 is the number to dial. We going back to the mic. 506 is in the building. 646.
I would run up in Radio Shack and put porn on all the laptops.
Oh, my God. You're retarded. 506.
Evening. It's Andy.
Hey. Hey, Andy.
How are you? I have no idea what I would do on my last day.
No idea.
I haven't even thought of it.
You know what? That's good business. He hadn't even thought about it.
I'm
I
bored.
Know what, Andy. There was a lot of booty calls made last night. I tell you what. There was a lot of
now
calls to get made. What you got for us, Andy?
Well, since it is our last day, I figure I'd tell you a little story.
All
right. Based on an old, old, old court case theory I have. If you've ever heard the story of the West Memphis Three. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I smell the fresh air of freedom. For the first time in close to 20 years, I'm leaving this prison as guilty and innocent. According to the eyes of the law, a declaration made before they unlocked my door. So many trails have led me here. I'm not the same as I once was. Years on death row can lead to that. My time here has led to my celebrity, documentaries about crime that friends and I were accused and convicted of, led to an outcry about injustice. People came from all over to repeat our cases to whomever would listen about the false imprisonment that we were faced. All screamed that we were held without proper evidence, given by smoke and mirrors, all brought by more than one jury and multiple judges. When I was first walked away, I was so young, not even on the border of being a man. I was judged and tried on the books I was curious about and the coldness I carried myself, not the information that the keystones gathered. When I was in Robin Hood Woods that night, I was not there because of why people thought. I was there for the curious sensation of being in control of life and death. In one foul swoop, I had this power that changed all of West Memphis forever when three boys were stripped of life while tied, cut, drowned. Castration of one only gave more exhilaration. Now I walk amongst you, knowing the unbridled truth that my supporters never looked at in their haste of unfocused eye. Not once, with all that was said of me, did anyone believe that I actually did it. When they were not even there, when I felt the absolute power of an executioner on the night I held a knife in my hand. End poem.
Well.
And that's all based on the theory that 20 years later, the three boys walked out of prison because they were given new trials. And instead of going and having new trials to clear their name, they accepted the fact that guilty would never be taken out of their convictions. So right. They never even tried to clear their real name.
Mm.
Go back and look up the story. It's pretty cool.
I am. You got me interested. Wow. Thank you for
it's called The West Memphis Three, and there's actually a documentary being filmed right around now based on it. And there's been two or three before, and the case itself was very shoddy. Like, they shouldn't have gone to jail, but the fact that they never tried to clear their names when finally given the opportunity 20 years later, that drew some flags for me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm a geek.
Well, we appreciate it. Tell the people how they can find you.
You can find me on Facebook, just Andrew Scott, or you can find me on the web, andrewmscott.com, or right here on Block Talk Radio. Sunday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern time, on a show called Reverse.
Reverse.
That's pretty much it.
Ooh. Well, all right. Next
all right. Yeah. You guys have good holidays.
You
too.
All right, Christmas. I'm also getting my manners. Oh, gosh, it is about to be Christmas. Happy New Year, too.
Happy New Year. See you later.
All right. Oh.
She got all respectable. Oh, where did I put my manners?
You know what? Don't make me see. Now I'm about to activate the slap mode, okay?
Now she on the slap train. She in here naming all kind of people she can slap. Baby daddies, bosses. Ooh. Hope your boss ain't listening.
He wouldn't because he don't even have the number. I don't speak. No, we don't need to look like that. But anyway.
Your boss follow us on Twitter.
You stupid. I'm done. 646, you in the building. Revelation Friday, so how did you spend your last night?
646.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. I didn't hear the unmuted guy.
You are unmuted.
Oh, what's going on, y'all?
Yeah? We chilling. We still alive.
I didn't get a chance to get to the whole end of the world thing. I didn't see what the writing prompt was until like 20 minutes ago. So I came up prepared. Because you know I'd have wrote a piece if I'd have known what was going on. But I didn't know what was going on.
I know.
You know, if I knew the world was coming to an end, I wouldn't be, you know, I'd probably be somewhere with some Jamaican tea that's pondering, you know, life.
Really? Yeah.
Man, well, I don't think I'd be writing. Or, yeah, get some Jamaican tea and just ponder all them thing there.
Yeah, me like that. We like that a lot.
With that being said, I got a piece called New Nigga.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to share that with y'all. I stand here today a proud nigga. Now, I'm not, no, I'm black and I'm proud, nigga. I mean, ignorant ass, do whatever's allowed, nigga. Allowed, nigga. See, not the back in the day, nigga. The don't turn your back, I may run away, nigga. I'm the Yassa boss, do what you say, nigga. I'm the I just love the USA, nigga. I'm the what game you have me play, nigga. It's not an auction block, nigga. It's a draft pick, nigga. Niggas worked hard not to get they ass kicked, nigga. Now niggas play hard not to be the last pick, nigga. Back then they looked for bucks to shoot. Now they need bucks that can shoot. They just as happy. Back then Master Johnson got them young for raising cattle, called them cowboys. Now Mr. Johnson needs them young playing for his cowboys. Mr. Johnson take real good care of his niggas, too. See, they used to brand niggas. Now, niggas is a brand. Dumb niggas wanted out them chains. These niggas buy them. Dumb niggas died to keep their kids. These niggas denied them. Dumb niggas used to run and catch beatdowns. New niggas run to catch touchdowns. Show them teeth. To that dance, that's a good nigga. Can I sell these shoes for you, boss? Can I sell these energy drinks for you, massa? I sure do like these here underwear you done gave me. Back then, the field nigga always wanted to run away. Now the new nigga on the field just want to run and play. Niggas are so much happier this way. And who don't like a happy nigga? The old nigga worried about being hung by Southern crackers. New niggas want jerseys swinging from Southern rafters. Niggas on the Black Panthers carry shotguns to defend the name. Niggas on the Carolina Panthers use shotguns to win a game. Coaches still call new niggas boys, and that's funny. And it makes me annoyed, because when old niggas steered coaches, they were always called boys. Niggas were never allowed in clubs unless they were cooking greens or filling the Master's Cup. New niggas swing clubs on the green trying to win that Master's Cup. Damn. New niggas still got an owner. And if he don't want you, he can trade you because he owns you. He needs them younger, faster, obeying his master. Nigga ain't working in them cornrows, then nigga better comb out them cornrows and smile. Smile, nigga. Dance for them, nigga. New niggas make millions filling up bosses' seats, sell them shirts. Hard working is the new nigga. Used to be a nigga had to work hard for master's shoes. Now if you work hard enough, new nigga get a shoe named after you. Jump higher, new nigga. Run a little faster, new nigga. Used to be they sat on horses overseeing your work day. Now they sit in skyboxes overseeing your work play. Gotta keep new niggas in line, in bounds. Used to be a nigga risked having his woman exploited. New niggas see they women glamorized on reality TV shows as the queens they are. New niggas so lucky. After 16 or so good years of service, you may be selected to recruit new niggas. Train new niggas. Or sit amongst other used niggas and discuss the actions of new niggas. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting emotional right now. I stand here today a very proud nigga. Mouse in pain.
Wow. Interesting.
You know it's hot when the boss lady start cursing. You know it's a good look.
You ain't right. Yes. Okay, I got clear about to my face, but yes, Pain, I'm feeling that piece. Tell the folks how they can get it.
I'm on Facebook, Brittany Pain. You can pretty much catch me in most places where poetry is at. And, yeah, Breathing Through Paper will be back after the holidays. We'll go for probably like the first week in January. And we got some things lined up for the people. So, yep, appreciate y'all.
Yeah. The composition, baby.
Shout out to the compo. Make sure y'all are following the composition on YouTube. Y'all are missing some videos. They are highly entertaining. Go check them out on YouTube. Shout out to Karama in the chat room. He always shows the boss lady love on his streaming live radio station. So if y'all want to check that out, go to KaramaTheDaka.com. He's always showing her some love, playing her tracks. So we want to show love back. So much love, Karama.
Yeah, appreciate it. And I know it's a lot to see him in a BCR chat room, so I appreciate that.
I know, right? Y'all honored and stuff, blushing and stuff. Thank you, Karama.
Indeed. So look, we got some courses still lined up. We got more, and we're gonna fit you in next up on the mic when we come back. We got 918, 917, and I see others. Press one. We have an hour and 8 minutes left in the show. Do not wait for the last minute to get in here. That's good advice. All right, this piece is titled Solitary Girl.
I know you. You're a solitary girl. I heard you screaming when your back was against the wall. Your voice is stronger than you know. It's the power of the sun that you fear, busting your head against that stone wall, making your mind a prison, making your feet a victim of cinder blocks and brick, causing you to doubt steps your foot hasn't even taken yet. You think your foot needs time to bolt the front door, preventing the demons from getting in? I know you. You're lost in the darkness, but your journey is just getting started. I know you, solitary girl. I heard you screaming when your back was against the wall. Your voice is stronger than you know. You ran blindfolded when your eyesight was not correct. You hallucinated and tripped on your regrets, but crossroads do not appear out of thin air in order to hinder your path to freedom. And roadblocks are not pit stops on delusions feeding emotional diversion. And paths are not solidified on the back roads of indecision. And a fucked up mistake or a twist of fate should not bend your soul off track towards a capital punishment of mental crucifixion, for you are not on death row. Body will survive. Soul will revive, wounds will heal, and spirit shall break out of its self-subjected sentence of solitary confinement the moment you make your life yours. Your birth was not a mistake. You can't keep covering up your bruises, scars, and pain with caked-on foundation, blood, red lipstick, a back and a neck brace there to keep your back straight and your head held high. You've got to stand your ground, plant your soul in the same soil you planted your feet. You've got to stand your ground, bury your doubts in the same soil you lost your belief, uproot the dreams that still sleep. Build a fortress around the ground that you are determined to keep, and you will never be afraid to scream out to stop. And you will remember the price of your worth, and you will recall you've been strong since birth, and you won't have to run with blind luck on your back, and you won't have to find your blindfolders intact, and you won't have to hear your voice crack from the dust that gets stuck in your lungs when you run, and you won't have to fall if you hit that brick wall, and you won't have to stumble in the gaps of your fears, and you won't have to drown in your puddles of tears, and you won't have to feel that it was all your fault, and you won't feel a need to keep blaming yourself, and you won't take him back if he says never hit you again, and you won't give in if you're tempted to believe him, and this time it is your decision, this time things will be different, and you will take back the night, and you will take back the night, you will take back the night and choose to live with this sun, and you won't have to hear your voice crack from the dust that gets stuck in your lungs when you run. I know you, solitary girl, and your voice is stronger than you know.
Just to think about it, I would do things that I would regret. Trying to get you to understand how I felt for you. I tried real hard time and time again, but I didn't know our love wouldn't grow. I should have just let it go, but I said try to play me like a fool. So I didn't care that love wasn't there. Had to just let it go. Couldn't stay around thinking you were lying to love.
And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do to ever come to what you've done
to me. I love you.
It's my fault.
I know you couldn't love me.
Baby,
I just holding on. I should've let you go.
Should've let you go.
To be alone, we both grown, lower your tone over the phone. I should have known, damn, I should have known this wouldn't last long when you didn't come home some nights. And now I'm on in the zone, handle business on my own. So respect the queen on the throne. I here's some strong advice, move on, that's life. You wrong, I'm right, and I'm glad
and
I
we
let
both
you go.
Know you're wrong.
No.
When they were working and playing around each other,
and to let them know there's no other children I would ever pick if I had to. No one could ever replace them. I would ask them to keep my grandchildren close to their hearts and their chest while they listen to the beats and tell them the story of Jesus' birth. I'll call my sisters and we pray for the world and each other because there's strength in numbers and wisdom in the spirit of sisters. And I would also go one-on-one with God and thank God for having me, to be blessed for creating me. That's what I would have done. But since it didn't, I'm going to continue to pray and enjoy having fun. And that's the piece. You all surprised me. I had to hurry up. Aww. Kind of voice.
Yeah.
Aww. Thank you.
Whatever.
Indeed.
Wow.
It was just a moment, you know, because it's something that's quick. You know, everybody's going to be running, doing something. So you got to think of something really quick that you will probably do. And that three-way thing, me and my sisters, it's like eight of us, nine of us. And if two people get three-way, everybody's online. So that's what
right.
We do when I was living in Chicago. So they still in Chicago. So.
I know, that's right. Let's get
thank
up.
You.
Shame on you for not knowing they changed it to the Willis Tower, Venus.
Oh, my God. There's so much I don't know. I got lost last time I was there going to Washington Park, so please forgive me.
I'm still calling it the Sears Tower. I don't care anything about the
Willis
Tower.
I don't care
Tower
either. You know,
is.
They can do what they want to do. It's like they're taking over everything anyway. So we might as well hold on to what we know. You know, we need to tell the kids the original words, the names and everything that's original, the originality of everything, instead of letting them just walk into another dimension like it never happened. No.
Right.
But next person.
Let the people know how they can connect with your wonderfulness.
You can find me on my group page, The Poet's Time to Shine, which is an event that was going on for everybody to post your childhood memories of Christmas or the first time you ever found out about the birth of Christ. That started today. It lasts to December 24th. Also, I'm with the Complicated Passions, and I'm there also. So you can find me those two places.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
All right. Next. At least have 917 in the building.
Hello.
Hey.
This is Karama Tadaka. How y'all?
Hey, Karama.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey.
What's going on?
Wonderful. Just chilling. I'm glad to still be here.
Wasn't nobody going nowhere. By the time it was noon yesterday, it was midnight in Australia. So I was calling people in Australia. Y'all cool? Yeah, all right, then we straight.
Right, exactly.
You got his confirmation early. I know that's right.
But you know, it feels good to say we lived through three apocalypses.
I done lived through some real apocalypses, so that yesterday didn't even bother me. Yes, we cool. y'all writing prompts about if the world ended. So here's a question. Is it the question and then the poem has nothing to do with it, or does the poem have to tie into that?
No, the poem could be whatever you want. Guys, you can sit whatever you like tonight. We're just asking questions. You know, that's not our topic for tonight. But you can sit whatever you guys like. It's on you. Whatever you feel, we feel it.
Okay. If I knew for sure that today was my last day, tonight was my last night, I would spend the entire time with my children. Get all of them together, and I get everybody else out the room, my mama, my exes, all of them, and just spend time with my kids and tell them everything that I know. Everything, any thought that crossed my mind, I would tell my children. I would record the whole thing so they'll be able to go and look at it later and show my grandkids and make sure their kids, when they come, that way they'll always have something to remember me by, as well as my legacy, because they know that they are my legacy. So as long as they're here, I'd be immortal, so I really wouldn't be going nowhere. And I let them know all of that.
Oh.
Now, my piece has absolutely nothing to do with that. This is piece I wrote, just the maybe 2004. Ready?
Yeah.
This is called Get Free. In life, there are so very, very many scary adversaries who say things quite contrary to the truth, and they plant seeds guaranteed to mislead the youth. Every now and then I want to cut them down, so like Shakespeare, we can just shut them down, so we won't have too much trouble rupturing the public's addiction and infatuation with incidental information displayed on the evening news. To tell you the truth, I could care less about the views of the callous media when the issues that really need the attention are consistently ignored by those who swore they'd protect and serve. Don't worry, they'll get just what they deserve, the way they look left but turn right. That's right, swerving at night because they drive drunk, so they pass right by the gutter punks and the other pedestrians but want to persecute me just for being me. Well, let's see if I fit the description, shall we? 5'11", light-complected African-American male. Normally, he be dressing pretty decently, but really, he be catching them outfits on sale. Been to jail a couple of times behind some bullshit, but ain't afraid to spit nowhere, guaranteed to take it there from pool hall to pool pit. Ooh, shit, it gets real, because this spoken dope is like smoking hope, and I hope and I pray one day I can say something, at least one thing, to provoke a response on spirits like silver, face like bronze. You got to give me thumbs up just like the Fonz. From Mondays through Fridays on highways and byways, baby, like Sinatra, I just flow my way and crown my tone to baritone to pay homage and respect to Barry White, despite the fact that the maestro is gone. But the thrill is still here, and we stand up and stand out, and we gang up and flow about all kinds of shit meant to hit you exactly where your fear is. So here is the help that's promised, and the time is here, and the time is now, and the rhyme is how we'll get this message across the whole land, because these poets are so cold, man, and hit you with such frigid flows, guaranteed to leave you feeling like your spine just froze, and that'll leave your neck stuck up if you would please just shut the fuck up and listen. I sit alone in the dark and write rhymes in braille so blind people in jail can still feel me. And with the words we recite, we provide the insight to loosen the bondage of your heartache. And with these lyrics, I hope to start a new revolution and show each and every one of these kids that real victory is already within themselves. Get those old dusty poems off the old rusty shelves and help those verses find a way to free themselves. And hopefully they'll show thee the way to be free too, and her and him, oh yeah, not to mention me too, because every single thing you say affects me too. And that's all we're really trying to get you to do is see. If you pay attention to the words we're saying, you'll see it's no longer a game, y'all. So please quit playing and get free, y'all. Get free. That's that piece.
Yeah, that was
nice.
I'm feeling that. Yeah.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you gave us a nice treat. Appreciate it.
All right, I'm gonna chill back in the room. Keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you.
Anytime. And since you damn modest, shout out to your website. Everybody need to get over there because he plays at. You know, this is a space and we can hear ourselves, and, you know, we need to support that. KaramaSadaka.com, put it on your favorites, keep it on mine, and support them. Thank you so much, Rick.
All right, y'all. Holla.
All right. Dinah. We got 50 minutes. That's poet. Yes. 50 minutes. And that can go very, very fast because we play music and we play other poetry tracks. So I'm looking at all these numbers here. Nobody is trying to press one. Get in queue. I cannot stress that enough. If you plan on hitting the mic, you do not wait for the last minute. Isn't that right, Pop? Okay. This next piece is she's from a group. But her name is Tia, and this is Isaiah. I really like this piece and hope you guys like it too. We'll be right back.
So I want y'all to put your hands together for my cousin, Tia!
Still, you talked about, you know, God giving us some messages. Got one for you. Isaiah, and his name shall be called Wonderful, And I'm sure his mother has yet to reach her peace in eternity while her corpse continues to spin over and over. And naming her baby Wonderful, it's a wonder how he scored alike in poverty, desolation, starvation, segregation from this great old democracy that should practice F you, B you for us, by us. But instead the policy is FR, BR for the rich, by the rich, while the poor in pocket get screwed by the law. I talked to Isaiah on my way to lunch one day. I looked quickly from his eyes, but he caught me in the nick of time because he asked, "Excuse me, miss, but can you spare some change?" I hadn't eaten a thing all day, and my big bill was for my first meal, so I didn't have any change. "I'm sorry, but I don't have it," I said with every sincere bone in my body, and as I turned to walk away, I heard him say, "Even though I'm homeless, I still got my pride. Even though I'm homeless, dignity still abide. Even though I'm homeless, and the world shun me. Even though I'm homeless, God still take care of me." I stopped, convicted in my path, and turned back only to greet his piercing gaze. And I had no clue as to what to say, but he did. He slowly made his way on his feet to stand in front of me. And as he spoke, his corner became his stage. "I'm an old in age, dirty, murky, hungry man. Been out here all day. Got a used up styrofoam coffee cup trying to be optimistic because it ain't half full or half empty. It ain't got no change in it. But I am rich in wisdom and faith that supersedes gold, silver, or any paper dollars they make. Babylon gon' burn. Shh. For trade, misjustice, balance, for a beating stick. No justice, no peace. Got a public sign on a park and won't let me in it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Restaurants give their leftover food to stray dogs and tell me to go to hell. Ain't I your neighbor? Ain't I your brother? When you at your lowest, I relate, not degrade. I am the essence of poverty, and if you needed money, I'd give you half of what I made. Woe to Babylon for trade, misjustice, balance, for a beaten stick. The authority and the people under it chasing away the homeless. Money will help, yeah. But it'll never dictate your heart's worth. I read somewhere that the meek will inherit the earth. So I handed him my $10 bill and watched him as he limped away. I lost my appetite even though I had eaten a thing all day. Because, well, what's a snack? One meal or two or three when you're not living on the street. When you're not worried about what meal your lips will next meet. And I help out when I can. Stop my car to put $5 in an impoverished hand, but I can't stop enough. I can't stop enough. I can't stop enough because tomorrow I'll not only see Isaiah, but Jeremiah, Ezekiel, what? Daniel, Hosea, what? Joel, Amos, and Obadiah. But if I can just help one, and if you could just help one, and if we could just help one, even though they're homeless, they still got their pride. Even though they're homeless, dignity still abide. Even though they're homeless, and we shun them. Even though they're homeless, God will take care of them. Peace and blessings.
one is gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Traveling. There comes a time when nature calls on us to do our part, when the bowels of the belly have starved because we have carved our names in uppercase strokes, bold in our language, underlined in our actions, ending disbelief in exclamation points made because we knew we could. There came a time when I knew I had to be responsible for all I set out to do, that I had children who I didn't want to wonder whether I was wandering about in life, picking up loose ends of strands left behind by others. But I made a way, paid my name in the clouds so that when it rained, everyone would feel me. I did not sit around moping and making excuses in my reasons, yet I planted seeds and new seasons and gave meaning to my existence. I am not ashamed for my failures. I am not ashamed for laying love on the line, no matter how many times it didn't reach the crossroads. For trolls lurked at every bridge, but I stood fast ready to take them on. I am not sorry for living under trees of truth, for it lit my path and the sun held me in its glow. I have lived an imperfect life, the one that couldn't be lived by no one but me. And at the end of my days, my name will be sprinkled like cremation amongst the mountains high and the valleys low, cascading everything that lives and grows. There came a time where I had to own me, just plain Jody.
Wow, tabernacle.
You know what? I'm feeling that. It's like sometimes you got to check yourself. You got to look in the mirror. You got to, you know, sit yourself down, have that talk with yourself. And it's really shows maturity and shows that you're growing when you're able to recognize that you need to be dealt with. There's so many words. I'm digging that piece. I love it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all for letting me spit that. Thank you.
You know it. All right, I'm not going to ask you the infamous question. I'm going to let you ride out.
No, let's hook up.
You can't find me on Stand and Know. I will say that. You can find me on Stand and Know on Facebook. It's Stay in the T-H-A, No. And I am there, and I do my ones and twos, and I pretty much keep people informed on almost anything that I can think of that I feel is imperative in our lives. I also get my own little one-twos of reassessing yourself or thinking every Monday through Friday, first thing in the morning. I put up a Monday stat, a Tuesday, every day. Whatever touches me, I don't pre-plan it, but whatever touches my soul that morning when I wake up, that's what I put up. And I do it because I feel like it's somebody out there that can reach me, so it must be somebody out there that I can reach. And, again, I appreciate you guys, you ladies for having me. I do.
Anytime, girl. Yeah, I have to check myself. All right, y'all, 35 minutes, and boy, boy, do y'all do this every Friday. I say, get it, keep getting it. Okay, so this drop the mic time, y'all already know. 832-251-917, another 832-646, that's the lineup. 832, you're in the building.
What's up, my nieces, baby? What's going on?
Auntie B.
Hey, yes, that's me. What's the question I'm supposed to be asking or answering or suggesting?
If it was your last night.
My last night, man. I ain't got no last night. I'll be out, man, when everything, I'll be sitting on a dirt ball at the world end. I'll just be sitting on a dirt ball, looking around, saying, what's up? What's up? What's up, man? Yeah. Oh, of course, I bring in my loved ones. Like Karama said, man, I'll be bringing in my kids and stuff and saying, hello, babies. What's going on? Yeah, I'll be doing that. That was a good thing he said. Yeah, bring him in.
You got something for us tonight?
Oh, I think I've done this on your show before. It's called fearing the good stuff. I don't have anything. I had idea of doing the end of the world blues, but it's not together yet. It'd be like dun 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 dun, dun the end of the world blues. But no, I gotta get my background singers. I gotta get it all get together, man. So we got to wait on that deal.
All right, now let's get it.
All right. Yeah, okay, I do this Fear and the Good Stuff. I'm sure y'all heard this before. This Fear and the Good Stuff from the other room. If you want some of this, you better come get it. That's what he loudly heard her say. His eyes grew big. Adam Zappa did a jig. Thoughts racing, full of excuses. He knew he'd be useless if he stepped in that room today. You see, she had the good stuff that'll open a man's nose wide up, break him off in so many ways. She started thinking about the way. One, she's a lovely lady. Man, thinking about practice. Practice, I say. I'm talking about practice. Making babies. Two, she wore the pants when it came to the horizontal dance. Salute and push up. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Three, snapping is all. Bear trapping a man. Couldn't get away. Four, hips did a twist and grind like a hula hoop dancer doing a 4-beat time. Oh, baby. Five, angles like a pool table. A 3-cushion shot will make a man drop his rocks in her center spot. Cue ball sticks and all. Sauce raced on with a twist of a hip. She'll break a man's wrist or some other appendix. Seven, thighs like Serena. You don't go between her. If you ever want your head ever to be the same shape again. Eight, she'll nickel dime quarter you, tell your checking account belongs to her, not you. Singing, nickel dime quarter, nickel dime quarter, nickel dime quarter, make a man wanna holler. Have mercy, baby. Fold me and put me in your corner pocket, baby. He sat there thinking on his thoughts. I just laid out, making up his two minds. He took his first step toward the good stuff. And peace.
You are something special. I appreciate you calling in and getting on the mic, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Nieces. One and two. Two and one. One and two.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, babies. Ladies, y'all have a good one.
You too.
Have we been saying happy holidays? Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all.
Okay. Right.
Hello?
She's in the back? Oh, no. I want you to turn that down. Unless that's going to be part of your piece, but I can't really hear you. She's a good one back there.
Hello?
Still grooving. Cut down your music, please. Yes. I hear you saying hello, but your music is a little loud.
One more time.
I'm trying to move. I got to go into the bathroom because they're looking at TV.
Oh, man, they grooving over there.
Yeah, somewhat. Anyway. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. I have no answer for y'all question, but the poem would say it all. So, y'all ready?
We ready.
Oh my God. Okay. If tomorrow the world ends in the morning, the sun don't seem to shine, I will stay here forever, standing right by your side. You know they say that it's all gonna end someday. So right before it does, right before it does, let's make love, let's make love. Tomorrow the world ends, and I'll watch it through your eyes, whether it's burned, drowned, or frozen. Let's make love in it. Our ashes sculpted like lion, and lioness blown away into nothing. Imprinted in the crashing of sunrise, I feel your body go from warm to cold with my tongue. The ice catches the last bubble of your exhale, your eyes aware and exploding with excitement. Your last tear freezes. Just when the sun blows, sparkling upon raw body, our manes mimicking splash, dark soda still. On top, as my face disintegrates like tiny pieces of metal, hands and arms align like I'm riding a bicycle, on your shoulders lie the handlebars. The world turns into billions of microbeads as it spins and spills paint body to body. We melt into each other like clay to ground. Deep inside me, breathing blizzards, chips of ice on your tongue, lipping my ice cream melting body. Dripping body language, falling to ocean, revealing reflections of something. This. Don't touch from the burn, covering every inch, swallowing each other's smiles like gumdrops. Lips locking for affinity, time stops, hold our forever still, shining bright like halos. We ascend higher than the predicted height of heaven. The sky cracks and falls on us, reincarnated into stars. We're galaxies. Enticed by my black hole, you wish for gravity to accept your request to fall into surface, not your own, at least once. One chance is all you need to connect constellations with white sky, tangles us up in bluish, blackish bed sheets and blankets. We ply, we connect, shooting stars, having rough sex on moons, making craters, kicking down meteors when we get the twitching, loving until the beginning of time. Robbery of the sun from God, that's foreplay, scratching into sky, making rainbows. Too much time in one position, printed the sun's debut. Ripping open night, creating morning, mistakenly creating life through destruction. The earth was a fruit and we dropped it on a spear, falling by curiosity. Together again, Adam and Eve, in peace.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Me and tap on the same delay button.
It is what it is. Okay, so we got 918 and 414 coming up next. We're going to take a quick break.
That was happy.
It was.
But you know what? I was told if a person sings well over the phone, if a person sings well over the phone, that means they can kill it in person. And not only did she sing well over the phone, but she was in the bathroom killing it. So, yeah, good job.
Yeah. I don't think I'm connected to her on Facebook. I got to see if I can find her. 23 minutes left. So you know it's definitely about the mic time. If you're in the chat room, so your link's up there. I do not have a piece for tonight, but I am going to replay Back on Diamonds and Pearls. This is me and just me.
Pop that, pop that.
Person that trusts no one. I've seen what life really has to offer. A pain that no one wants to claim. A soul that's sustained through the toughest storms, the reborn. But what's inseminating me comes to the scene. Yeah, she means. She is the one that endured it all for me. Call it touched in the head, crazy, weird, whatever. It's not you. She acts on her own intuition, doesn't look for anyone's permission. She waits hoping the premonitions never come to the point of no return. We live and learn, well, some just be. Some just occupy space and exist. They resist the opportunity for change. Not in the multitude of their brains, like what you say is nothing to what you display. We preach poetry and peace, but people want to act like they are from the streets. Really? Have you truly walked through the valley of the shadow of death? Do you know that your faith has to stand until the last breath? You have accepted that you will never be the best. There will always be somebody out there better. This is my personal letter. This is addressed to whoever concerned. We move through lessons and we never seem to learn. All for 5 minutes of fame of you disgracing the next victim's name. Did it make you feel good? Did it change anything new in you? I doubt it very seriously. Seven deadly signs, one called envy. It leaves a bitter taste and it rubs you all in the wrong ways. The reaction proves the conscious weight heavy. She knows the value of ignored to overlook, turn the cheek and remain mystique. Real beauty shines without any intervention. No makeup covers for blemish or tight jeans to outline the physique. Just typically, I am alone on journey seeking my rightful duty. Just call me the loner. I like my time to observe sceneries and scope out hidden things. And at times, I extend a hand to understand the next man. I pondered if God made us all alike, then life wouldn't be much of a mystery, now would it? But indeed it is. And not all things will be crystal clear. Some things aren't meant to be figured out. That's simply me, the one that has no rhyme or reason. I change every day like our seasons. It's called growth. And if you are what you are 5 years ago, I pity you, because you are standing still, unable to live life's thrill of ambition. You strive to hang with the competition, but can't really understand what it means to prosper next to me. Thinking you could become my protege, my mental anguish outweighs. I decided to teach you anyways and allowed my space to be consumed. My light to become dim, my face showed nothing but dismay. My feelings were worn on my sleeve, my attitude changed, and my whispers became screams. You kept me in a space I wanted to flee. You kept my knees pleading. I became a prisoner of war, and I swore this would never be me again. This negativity, beware of wolves in sheep clothing, I keep telling myself, but also, I don't want to ignore someone who really needs my help. I feel my heart, but that can be a dangerous aspect, and I guess it just leaves me vulnerable. Dangling like bait for the next one that decides to take a piece of me.
Friday. Hey, y'all. Y'all can check that out on YouTube because, of course, Edifying Graphics got the video for you. It's very hot.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. I'm ready to hit the mic. It's 918.
Hello?
Yes, we got you on air. What's up?
It's Chai. I have a piece I'm going to go through. It's called Don't Play Games, You Can't Win. You call out my name, but I'm not there. Did you think I'd stay knowing you didn't care? How long do you think my friend would wait for you? For me, how many did you tell? Did you even care? I asked her if she'd seen you. Did you yell it out to tell anyone you couldn't bear? Knowing that no one would dare, think that you wouldn't go for all you know, bewildered and in pain. How damn insane does a person have to be to find out your girl was the one who became lost and alone and ashamed, living from corner to corner, not knowing who to turn to. You beat her, you spat upon her, you humiliated her for the toss of never intending to love her. She was found in an underground basement, lying on a box for a mattress in fetal position, naked, protecting you. Yeah, a new you, 6 pounds, 3 ounces. Police took them to the slaughterhouse, the hospital most likely. No one would live. 2 days later, you died. 3rd day later, she committed suicide. And you have the grand old gall to ask why did she call when you was the reason for her downfall. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. Yes.
He was one of my best friends.
We appreciate you calling.
You know what?
Nice. I must say I'm glad that piece wasn't a little longer because I was about to start tearing up, you know, trying to assist you.
Oh, me too. I couldn't do it. I couldn't make it any longer, but, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't start crying over there, lady.
You already know I'm Mr. Tears. Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Do it to me, God. Okay, y'all, 16 minutes. We're going to get this in. 414.
Hey, China. Hey, Dap.
Hey.
Hey, Tiki.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Okay. I have a little short poem. It's not that long. And I don't have a title for it just yet, so... Here we go.
Let it out.
I think of you all the time. So much we need to talk about. So much too. But I need to know what's in your heart. What do I need to say or do to make you understand? My mirror, my match, maybe. Two dangerous minds. A connection so powerful that we both feel it. We can both feel it in our heart, in our spirit. Could it be kindred spirit? Maybe. I don't know what to do. I want to move forward. I want to let you in, but I'm scared and don't know how. I don't know where to start. My heart says follow me. I want to listen. What to do? I want you to trust me. Don't doubt me or my love for you. Don't shut me out. Times like this, I wish I could be face to face with you. Just so you can look into my eyes, so you can see how genuine my love is. Just so you can see how deep my love is. I want to erase all fears, all doubts, all worries from your heart and mind. Just so you can see how beautiful our love could be, how powerful it could be. I'm talking about a love with no boundaries, with no limits. I want to see the look in your eyes when you hear those three beautiful words come from my lips. Whispering softly in your ear, it won't be a dream, but reality. Just come to me, walk into my arms, let me comfort you. Let me erase it all from your mind. Just let me, baby. Because I can be, you can be, we can be loved only if we let it be. In peace.
Oh, man. That's the request to Deb over here. Oh.
Thank you. China, you already know.
I do know, so because of that, my knowing, I'm going to go ahead and play your track.
Okay,
and dedicate
thank
it to
you.
Your peach. Okay. We'll be back, y'all. 216, we're closing the show out, so get ready. Make it a good one.
Okay.
this is my last chance. I made so many mistakes, only then I should have choose to wait. Now how many times must I go on a leap of faith? But scary to where love would take me. And then you move into a different direction. My heart was left with this infection. See, my will is to put it all on the line. Instead, I was hidden in the shell. Suddenly, like an open sky, we was back to where we first started. To give my all, you knew my heart was lost. Instead, I hesitated on a love that was my destiny.
After dark, we got 10 minutes left in the show. We're about to round. Just go ahead, close this out with 216. It's the last call we're taking tonight. I believe that is Mama. Oh, 216. All around clean.
All right, 216,
one more time. Can you hear me?
Wait, 216, that ain't me, is it?
I guess so.
Uh-oh, hello? Okay.
Can you hear me?
I'm on now. She's so silly. She's asking
me. She's like, uh-oh, it's you.
Hello?
Yeah, it's on you.
It's on me?
It's on you, baby.
This is Hannah, Blue Swag, Suave. How y'all doing? I did not know y'all can hear me. I'm like, 216, is that me? I know where I'm at. Hey, how y'all doing? Okay.
I know where I'm at.
I was just sending a message saying that I missed the show. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get back to the poem now. Okay, here we are.
And much love, and thank you all for having me here, too. This one is entitled You, and this is my love note. Sometimes I'm missing you so bad that I sit and watch the phone knowing I'll hear your ringtone. And the photo we took will light my screen saying, the call that's incoming is from my husband in another life. Because realistically, you never call me. You don't stop by. You never left a letter in my mailbox with the scent of your cologne saying hi. You never stand outside my lonely bedroom window singing, is this world or mine? And it's uneasy in my soul because you live every day knowing you have control of that space in my heart and mind. And you don't mind the rumbling in my stomach, the yearning in my desires, the craving, my taste, and the urgency in my race only to be with you, only to have you openly notice, critique, acknowledge the petite things I do for you, like that smile you smile when we're together, like your whole body cringing satisfactorily while relaxing, receiving the oral stimulation I give you, thrills and chills from the crown of your head to the skin on your feet. I'm always sugar plum sweet, never bitter. Come every time you look at me, come every time you touch me, coming harder when you catch me falling into your arms. And when you ask me how I want it, I hum only for you. And you make me come like only you do. Now I'm mad as hell because I've been watching this cotton-picking phone and everybody else has called, but there's still no you. Suave. Order.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. First time coming, popped her cherry oh so well. That's how you
do it. Hi. Thank you. Oh, wow. I enjoyed you ladies, too. I only caught two in the song that I just heard now. My goodness. I'm so glad. Are you all doing this again? Please say yes.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Good. Good, good. I've been needing this.
Well, please let everyone else know how they can connect with you before the show ends.
Okay. I am at Poetess Sahana Blue Swag Global Suave here on Facebook. And I also have a website that I'm working on still, but it's Blue Swag Global at webs.com. Yes. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking with you all and enjoying you all doing your thing too. I'm loving it. Oh.
Oh man, y'all, it's been a wonderful night of poetry. I thank everyone that came out and chill with us tonight, sit a piece, and let us know what you would have done if this was indeed the last night. Revelations night. This was nice.
Yeah, I agree. I would have spent my time with my family as well. I was just joking about the slap people and stuff, but
no,
spending time
would.
With the family.
No,
okay,
don't
maybe
try,
not. All
don't try to clean it up. Don't try to clean that shit up. No.
I'm saying, I can't close on a positive note. See how folks are.
Okay,
we can't
so fight the devil. We are not airing next Friday, are we?
No, we're going to take our 28th off. We'll be back in the new year on the 4th to bring in the new year right with the rest of y'all on the mic. So we appreciate y'all for tuning in tonight with us. We'll be back after the holidays. We need a break. Y'all need a break. Spend time with your family. Love on them. Share your poetry with your family. Let them know what it is that you do. Shout out to all our birthdays this week, Michelle, out there in, I think she's in North Carolina. We appreciate her. Lili celebrated her birthday this week. Who else had a birthday this week? Oh, the screen skipped. Manuel, we connected through hip-hop. He had a birthday this week. The author and poet also celebrated his birthday this week. And who else? Karen Crowley celebrating her birthday this week tonight. That's tonight, and Stasia also celebrating her birthday tonight. So we appreciate all of y'all celebrating birthdays this month. Karama had a birthday. A couple other people got birthdays coming up as well. So we appreciate all of y'all. If we don't get a chance to say our birthdays next week because we're out of town or whatever, we just want to let y'all know. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening all year long. What you got to say, Dab? This is our last night of the year before we come back for the new year.
Happy holidays. Getting that new year right. Remember, how you bring in your new year, most likely is how you can spend your year. So think about that one. And can't wait to see y'all in this 2013. And tell all them crazy people the world ain't going nowhere. We here, we in the building, we doing our thing. And we're going to close this out on the note for Christmas. I hope everyone has a lovely holiday. Muya, Merry Christmas, Tana.
Merry Christmas.
Love y'all.
For the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, what a joyous day.
I sit around by the fireplace, watching the gleaming tree. If I had one wish in this world,
Temptations.